A little bit apprehensive because I didn't know what I could do or what I could say that may bring some impact to this. But I realized that all you have to do is support. And by supporting means you talk to other people. You mention how you feel about your feelings and your emotions about something. As I can tell by looking at everybody here and how it affects everyone. So I myself, amongst everyone here, I'm very proud to be a part of this as much as I know you are today. I see a lot of familiar faces. I see some people I don't know. And as I was thinking of what to specifically say about Tiffany, the only thing I can tell you is that I didn't know her. The only thing that I knew about her is that she was a community member. And that's why we're here, because she was a community member of our community, of our nation, and of our world too. So that's why I'm here. And I think that's why you're here too. So we have a lot of things to do this evening. First, I wanted to let people know that there's a box. I think it's situated in the corner, I'm not sure, or will be situated in the corner. And that's for people here, the community, and our friends from other communities, to write how you feel. And the family is going to look at this. The family is going to read this. So the family is asked, whatever you feel and however you feel about this evening, to please write it down. And they really appreciate that. We have a lot of wonderful guests here this evening. And our guests are going to talk about, you know, how are they feeling, the information that's present. And more importantly, they're going to talk about the support that we have here this evening. And we have a lot of it. It's good to see. We have many people. We have mothers, fathers. We have community members. We have people who are from different longhouses, from the Mohawk Council. We have from the city of Montreal. And we're here for one purpose. And the purpose being to bring as much information and as much positive information that we can about Tiffany. So that's what we intend to do this evening. If people would like to walk this evening, I think a lot of people are prepared with umbrellas and raincoats. You may do so. If you feel like your health will not permit you to walk this evening, that's okay. The family is actually encouraging, if you don't want to walk, then we can reschedule another walk. So we leave that up to you guys to organize that a little bit later on this evening. So. Anyway, once again, y'all go off to the family for asking me to be a part of this, but I wouldn't have it any other way. She's part of our community, and that's what you're supposed to do, hence why everyone's here. So I'd like to introduce to you two members of our community. I'd like to introduce you to Billy Two Rivers and Joe McGregor, who are going to do an opening. For a lot of people who are not familiar, quite possibly, with different openings in different places, quite depending, people are asked to remove their hats. For people who can stand, please stand if you feel comfortable in doing that, if that's part of your culture. For people who would rather sit, that's fine too. It's not so much what you do, it's how you listen to what's being said this evening. So it's my pleasure to introduce to you two community members, Billy Two Rivers and Joe McGregor.
Patkon mura adu ora zecha chini twar twari wash chuma wasta da de gato waswa ja daro roge ne wahi won go ya daro rok te ga ma wasta da de ne wahi ke ne karani wana ke anga chro ya de ene china ani ya won wahi ye ya ta se ne ne sam ja da Never you ruined the son after Nas in your slag hajj. The Sagudi got. On why one was to die, the one's kind of going to go watch it. Never go on that road again. And Jokanaya won the sconums who knew to you and go watch it. Never came on getting one moon sucker and you won again. The one who are. Then I hope this one again.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. We're all family over here, and I've been asked to thank all of you and give you the moment over here to, because of the inclement weather, we're not able to follow through with the original plans, but I spoke to the family this morning, and it should be rescheduled so that we can give a proper, walk to the issue that's in front of us. So on behalf of the family over here, we are showing our support, lending our support, because we are a cross section of this area. Not only Ogwehunwe, but many people that have come from the outside to give their support. So with that, we thank you, and we'll get on with tonight's agenda. And we are not guests, we are all family. Yonkoa.
We appreciate that. I have a gentleman here from the Gunawagi Peacekeepers who's been in contact with the family. They were talking just before we spoke, and he's here to give an update on what's been happening. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry about that. She's in charge. Sorry about that. Perhaps I should get new glasses. Sorry about that, Father Salazar. He's waiting patiently. I'd like to introduce to you someone from our community who I know very well, Father Salazar, who's going to give a blessing here. So we'd like to call you up, please.
Good evening and welcome. As you know, lately, around the world, many bad things happen in different families. And today we are here to remember Tiffany and to ask the Lord to protect her wherever she will be and to give the courage to the family to continue fighting to find her. So we know that the Lord blesses us every single moment of our lives, but for that we have to pray. And if we pray together, it's easier to receive all the blessings. So today that you are here encouraging the family to continue in this battle against the bad things, we have all together to do our best and to show them that we support this situation they are living, and that also we pray for them and for Tiffany every single moment. So I would like to thank you for inviting me to be here. And I would like to thank Billy and Joe for being with us today, and the Rombers for being with us also, and to every one of you to be with us. Let us bless and praise the Lord, the fountain of all goodness. Blessed be God, now and forever. All that God has created and sustains, all the events he guides, and all human works that are good and have a good purpose, from those who live to praise and bless the Lord with hearts and voices. He is the source and origin of every blessing. By this celebration, we proclaim our belief that all things work together for the good of those who fear and love God, so that in complete reliance on his will, we may in Christ do everything for his glory. Let me share with you the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. For in hope we were saved. Now, hope that sees for itself is no hope. For who hopes that what one sees? But if we hope for what we don't see, we wait with endurance. In the same way, the Spirit too comes to the aid of our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit itself intercedes with inexpressible groaning, and the one who searches hearts knows that is the intention of the Spirit, because it intercedes for the holy ones according to the God's will. We know that all things work of good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. Bless your people, O Lord, who wait for the gift of your compassion and to give her daughter back to the family. Grant that we desire, by your inspiration, that we receive through your goodness. We ask this through Christ our Lord. And once again, thank you so much to every one of you for being in this house. And please pray for the apparition of Tiffany as soon as possible for the happiness of the family and the whole community. God bless you too.
Thank you very much, Father Salazar. Now it's time for Eddie. So we're very pleased to have Eddie Stacey to give an update on what's happening now. So we'd like to welcome Eddie Stacey, please.
First, I would like to begin by thanking everyone for coming out here and supporting the Morrison family. This is the third anniversary of Tiffany's disappearance. Tiffany was last seen on June 17, 2006. She leaves behind a young daughter and a loving family. I've been asked by Melanie Morrison to give a brief summary of the police actions taken in this file. She was last seen with a male from Gunawage in an unknown taxi leaving a bar in LaSalle. Over the last 3 years, the Peacekeeper Department has followed many leads in this investigation, utilizing specialized police services, namely the SQ Dive Team, OPP Search Dog Team, SQ dive teams with underwater sonar, Chattagi Police, Agwesasne Mohawk Police, and many more departments. The investigation has utilized three services of seers, some in the community, some out of the community, to aid in the search. The department has interviewed over 40 civilian witnesses thus far, and the expertise of over one dozen government and civilian organizations in Canada and the United States. As the department's case is very serious and is still registered as a criminal investigation. Throughout this investigation, I have kept the Morrison family, mainly Melanie, up to date in this investigation, and I commend them on their strength and courage throughout this difficult time, and I cannot imagine what they're going through. Unfortunately, to date, we continue to squash unfounded rumors that are circulating from time to time. In closing, I would like to ask the community and surrounding areas, anybody in Montreal, wherever anyone comes from, to contact the Ganawagi Peacekeepers tip line, 450-632-2802, if you want to remain anonymous. Otherwise, you can contact myself directly at the Peacekeepers. My name is Eddie Stacy, 450-632-6505. The Peacekeepers want any valid information related to Tiffany Morrison's disappearance, whether it's new or old. Our department goal is to bring Tiffany back home. Thank everyone for their time, and if you have anybody, you know anybody who has information out there, tell them to contact us. Thank you very much.
Now, Eddie. Now it's time for a friend of the family to come up. He was asked by the family to speak, and we're very pleased to have him here. Johnny Montour, Chief Johnny Montour, is here to add some words to the people here.
I'd like to thank Melanie and the family for inviting me. For you who aren't aware, I'm friends with the whole family for many, many years. I was friends with Tiffany also. I'd like to welcome all the friends and the family of the Tiffany Morrison. I would like us all to pray to the Creator for our friend and the knowledge of her whereabouts. We're joined together between a world of hope and despair at this difficult time, because no one knows where Tiffany is. And we have to be careful on the words that we use and how we think, because her spirit is still alive. We all know that. So we reach out to the Creator of life that we, the people, must find comfort, that all procedures humanly possible have been exercised. What that means is she is one of 500 people, Indian woman across Canada, that is missing without a clue. 500 Native women across this land, and we need help in the governments, in the federal governments, the RCMP, to start digging into these cases, the Justice Department, and the only way the government will actually move on this is if we notify the newspapers and the people. Each individual member can send a letter on their own. They can send a letter as a group. You can have brainstorming ideas, and that's how we will, that's how action will happen. We have to think of all the rooms in Canada. There are 500 rooms like this, 500 communities. I don't have too much to say. I'd like to thank the family for asking me to say a few words. It's hard because I knew her since she was small, and one time we had a trip to Disneyland, and she really had a fun time over there. And she was just a young girl, and then to realize that she's not here around anymore. But it's been 3 years to the day. I think a rainy day is fortunate today, because maybe the Creator has given us a signal that it's a sad day. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, Johnny. We're very pleased to have from the Francophone Amnesty organization, Beatrice Vaugrand.
Hi everyone, it's a great honor to be here with you tonight, and I thank deeply the family for having inviting us and giving us the opportunity as well to have a link with you face to face. It's a great honor to meet with you. We are a human rights organization, a worldwide human rights organization, and as well we take care deeply about human rights in Canada. We're here by compassion, we're here by solidarity, but we especially here for justice. For the last two decades, nearly 500 indigenous women have disappeared or died. We know that discriminations, poverty, and many other roots are here to explain why there is so little attention made to the disappearance, the murders, and we're here to document the cases. We're here to show and prove what's going on. We're here to show that there is violation of human rights in Canada, in Quebec, in Kanawake. When we wanted to document another case, I contacted Hélène Gabriel from Native Women of Quebec, and she told me about the history of Tiffany. So we came, we met with the family, we met with Eddie Stacy, we met with the community to dig more, to know more, to be able to document, and to be able to tell the public, to mobilize our activists. That's what we can bring to show our deep engagements with you. We can bring activists, we can bring media attention. And since the report was launched, Amnesty report was launched in October 2004, we can say we have more and more attentions about what's going on, why is it not acceptable, this violence against Indigenous women. And I'm pleased to say that in our last report, when we printed in Canada's report, this is happening in Canada, we had lots of media questions about what's going on with Indigenous women. So I'm pleased to say that there is more and more and more noise. It may not bring back tomorrow Tiffany at home with her family, but it's changing and will still always be with you to document, to be with you, to make some noise, and to give you our mic to look for justice. We are with you. Thank you very much.
Merci. Thank you. Melanie has a few words that she'd like to let our friends know. But first, I wanted to let people know that we have from Montreal, we have a drum group, Joe Jage, is here, and they're going to perform as well. We're also going to, Billy and Joe are going to thank the people here this evening. And Guaharani and Gogwidene Jacobs are going to sing a song as well. So we just want to let people know that they're going to be performing here as well. But first, before that, we're calling upon Melanie to come up.
For those of you who don't know me, I'm Melanie Morrison. Tiffany was my sister. Since my sister has gone missing, I've gone to the forefront to take the burden of this whole situation off my parents. It's amazing that all you turned out in support for the search for my sister, and I'd like to thank you all. Eddie went over the case, and now I'd like to go over what the future efforts that we're going to be trying to set in motion. At the present time, everything that was sold here, the raffle, all this money is going towards trying to raise money to get billboards of my sister's missing person poster out onto the highways so for people to see every day. We're doing this in the hope that those people that know what happened to my sister, having to see her face every day, will eat away at them and they'll come forward and give information so we can find her and find the person that took her from us. This isn't the only event that we plan on doing. I was lucky enough by reaching out to the organizations that had took interest in my sister's story. They put me in contact with Carrie Ann Deer at the Quebec Native Women. Carrie Ann has been such a lifesaver. I've been wanting to do something for my sister on this scale for a long time, but it's very hard because I work, I have a family, so, and everything has to be done during working hours. Carrie Ann has put herself out there to find information for me for the billboards, contact people, ask me whatever I needed done, she's done. And she's volunteered to continue with me in my efforts. So we're gonna be trying, this is the start off point, to reach out to the community, to band together, to do anything and everything to bring attention to my sister's case and force those people to come forward. We're open to any suggestions that you may have. I know a lot of people came up to me and told me that they had wanted to do something for a long time, but they didn't know how to approach the family or if they should even say anything to the family because of the situation. You shouldn't be afraid to approach us with good intentions. What we'd like to stop is, like Eddie said, the mass of rumors. We need to turn the focus on my sister to positive, what we can do to bring her home. We'd like to thank a few people that showed their support during this event when we sent out word that we were doing this. First, I'd like to say thank the first people that reached out to help lift our burden, which is Keith and Heather Hamlin of Cafe Delight. Also, I'd like to mention Gary and Linda Carrot for their generous donation. Club Res donated the water that's provided here free tonight. Lance DeLille, amazing. Kit stepped forward and offered his services, his equipment, and anything else that we needed for this evening. The Legion Hall for offering the hall as our backup for the rain. Tammy Bova this evening made a very generous donation. She not only donated to the fund, but also donated items that we can sell to raise money. Oh, I'm a little nervous, so I kind of... a good note on our efforts for the billboards. We did research into two different options. The first option we looked at was the actual billboards that are located on the highways, on the 132 and the 138. After a lot of research done on Carrie Ann's part, contacting these companies over the web, because there's no numbers listed, we had some numbers sent to us, and it's unbelievable the amount it would cost for a month. It's almost $3,800 to keep her up for 1 month. And then she received a phone call from the representative of Pattison's. I'm gonna let Carrie Ann actually do the proper, because I have too many names to remember, and she actually spoke to the representative, and I'd like it done properly.
Unfortunately, Michel Oudam couldn't be here tonight. I asked him if he could come, but he's on vacation. He's the representative that, as soon as he found out that we were looking for a price quote for a billboard to post a missing person sign, he offered to give us the sign for free. So all we have to do is pay for the poster, which is just $150. And he's gonna work that out for us in the next couple of weeks. So I just want to say thank you to Pattison and Michelle Odem.
And just to elaborate a little bit, the donation is for 1 month. And we're hoping by their generous offer that more companies will donate time. I hope this evening brings everybody together in a positive motion, and that we can work together to do the efforts and bring this project a reality.
What can hold out, one room quago, and I ought to swan you.